am the only one who writes letters for Papa to Uncle Five, who can't obtain a permit to visit her in Hong Kong. Papa is too old to travel to the mainland to see her son, but she misses Uncle Five very much. She always thinks of him and worries about him. My cousin, who is in sixth grade, often plays basketball on a court around the corner. A needle is growing in his rear, Papa says, because he cannot sit still long enough to write a letter. Papa always has the stationery, envelopes, and pen waiting neatly for me. He makes me feel as if she is waiting for a big, important man instead of a girl of 8. Papa asks me to write down what she wants to tell Uncle Five. Put on more clothes because it is getting cold. Always make your stomach full. Even though Uncle Five is a grown man, he is still her son. She even trusts me to write down secrets for Uncle Five that I promise I will never tell. I feel like a grown-up. Papa watches me write, even though she can't tell if I make a mistake. She cannot read or write, not even her own name. But as I write, her face beams and her eyes sparkle, as if Uncle Five is standing right in front of her. As soon as I finish, Papa asks me to read the letter back to her to see if she forgot anything before I begin to copy it neatly. Papa stretches her neck and intently watches me write, word for word, as if she can correct me if I copy it wrong or remind me if I miss a word. Uncle Five always thanks me because I am the only one who tells him about Papa and the relatives in Hong Kong. He also corrects my mistakes and sends the letter back for me to read, along with his own letter written in simple, neat characters. When I see Papa's face glow as I read Uncle Five's letter to her, I feel so proud to carry the safe messages from Uncle Five to her. Papa often praises me. Now I am not worried you will starve when you grow up, she says. At least you can make a living as a letter writer, like the old man who sets up his table on the corner of the street. I have never thought of making a living. I have never thought about being grown up. I only want to see Papa's face beam.